Edmund Burke by Russell Kirk. The book is subtitled, A Genius Reconsidered. This book has a dedication, In Memory of John Abbott Clark. Prefatory Note. During the past 30 years, immensely more has been learnt about Edmund Burke than the 19th-century biographers and critics knew. This short critical study, taking advantage of the opening to the public of a mass of Burke's papers, the publication of his correspondence in a scholarly edition, and the appearance of several important specialized accounts of Burke, is an attempt to assess Burke afresh. Readers wishing to know more about the great statesman and man of letters will do well to turn to Carl B. Cohn's thorough and impartial political biography, Burke and the Nature of Politics, 2 volumes, 1957 and 1964. It is 5 times as long as the present essay and biography. The Early Life, 1824, by James Pryor, remains worth reading, but most of the other biographies have been superseded by the discovery of new information, are superficial, or are long out of print and rarely encountered. I heartily commend the scholarly studies about one or another aspect of Burke's mind or career by Ross J. S. Hoffman, Thomas W. Copeland, Peter Stanless, Francis Canavan, James T. Bolton, Donald Cross Bryant, Gaetano Vincitorio, Thomas H. D. Mahoney, H. V. F. Somerset, Charles Parkin, Jeffrey Hart, Harvey C. Mansfield, Jr., R. R. Fennessy, Lucy S. Sutherland, John A. Woods, and other writers of recent years. References made to these in the chapter notes or in the bibliographical note at the end of this volume. Some small portions of this brief life have been published in the Kenyon Review, the Sewanee Review, and Queen's Quarterly. Russell Kirk, Piety Hill, Macosta, Michigan.